Hello and welcome to Publish the Podcast, real talk and inspiring stories about writing and publishing books we're passionate about and make a difference in the world. This podcast is brought to you by the Authors Collaborative Writing Community, where we get in the zone and write our books together. I'm here with one of our authors this morning, the wonderful Laura Stevens. She's the author of Never Again, The Story of How I Broke the Cycle of Abuse and Found Love, Hope, and Freedom. Laura is the founder of Laura's Life Coaching, where she helps her clients reclaim their power after suffering emotional, sexual, or narcissistic abuse. Laura lives in Ottawa, Canada, with her amazing son, and she's involved in the 2S LGBTQIA plus community and a self-professed grammar geek. Laura's a sexual abuse survivor, a narcissistic abuse and verbal abuse survivor, and has lived to tell the story. This is such a beautiful, personal, and powerful book while also being very gentle and nurturing. I am so happy to talk with you. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
That was a great
Thank you.
introduction.
Thank you so much for being here and congratulations on Never Again. You have a beautiful book and it's a memoir and it's also a guide for others. And this is one of the things I really love about your book, that you embody the example of how telling our story, as difficult as it is, helps us heal and helps others heal. It's so profound and powerful how you did that. And well, first off, I just wanted to ask you, how is your book different from all the other self-help books out there on the topic of abuse?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, while I was thinking about this, it was kind of like, what other books are out there and what do they talk about? And in my experience, I found it really difficult to find a book that gave me all the tools I needed to move past my trauma. So I was looking for something that had both the lessons, the stories, and the steps that I could take to move past the stuff that I went through, the abuse. And I couldn't find that all in one book. And my book does that. It has lessons, it has the stories of the things that I went through, what I learned from the trauma, and also practical steps that my readers can take to overcome the trauma in their own lives.
It's true. And one of the things I really like about the steps that you have and the process, like reading your book is a journey. And I like how quickly you can do the exercises. They're very easy. A lot of times in books, there'll be exercises, but it'll be like, well, I'll do that later. It's interesting, but I'll do it later. Your exercises are so easy to do right there, and then you feel the shift. You actually get the like a result, an answer, a clarity right there. And you also do it as a gentle guide without being preachy.
Richie, yeah, that's exactly what I feel like when I'm reading other books, as like, this, who's this person? And they're just telling me, do this, do that. This is how you should live your life. And I don't respond well to that. And I don't imagine a lot of other people do either. I don't want to be preached at. I've already gone through enough. Thank you very much. So please just be gentle with me and guide me through what I need to do.
Well,
So, yeah.
I love that because it is very gentle, and that's not easy to do, to have a gentle read about a difficult topic,
No.
especially one that the reader themselves is probably identifying with and going through as well. So you do that so well. It's so powerful. I highly recommend your book for anybody who is suffering abuse, thinks they might be suffering abuse, or knows somebody who is suffering abuse.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to talk about there. So I've got a lot of questions in my head all at once, but I want to ask you first, because it is so powerful to write your story. And from the point of view of being a survivor and sharing the wisdom and the love and the nurturing and helping readers through that rather than just showing the challenges of it. But I wanted to know, when did you know that you were going to be an author? When was that
It was
thing?
actually, yeah, that's really surprising. I knew when I was about 10 or 11 years old, I received the series, the Anne of Green Gables series, from my grandmother as a Christmas present. And her name is Lucy Maud Montgomery, the author. LM is her initials, and those are my initials too. So Laura Beth Margaret is my full name. And I was like, oh, that's a really powerful name. I'm going to use that as my author name. And without even like knowing it, I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to be an author, you know? And then so that was always there. I loved books and reading as a kid. That was like, I would just, you know, lock myself in my room and read and read and read. And I wrote a lot as well in high school and beyond. So I actually put it on like a, not exactly a vision board, but a like an action plan goals that I had for myself. Probably when I was about 25, like a firm plan. I know I need to write a book. I want to write a book. I don't know what it's going to be about yet, and I don't know when I'm going to write it, but it's going to happen.
Yes, you always knew the knowing was there. Did you know what the book would be about? Did you have any sense that it would be about your life, or did you think maybe it would be fiction or it could be anything? Did you have any sense at the time?
Yeah, so I didn't really, but I always thought it would be a self-help like guide, like a self-help book on a certain topic. So I guess that is kind of what it is. My book is a self-help book, but it's also a memoir. I never thought I would write a memoir. That was not something that I thought about. I actually thought about writing a book about my mom's life story because she had a very traumatic and interesting life. So I had that thought, or I thought about writing on the topic of anxiety because I've gone through that journey as well. But I never imagined in a million years I'd be writing my own life story.
Right. And wow, what a book you've written, and it's so inspired. And of course, we get to meet your mother and know your mother, and we hear a lot about her story in your book. And of course, your book talks about breaking the cycle of abuse. So could you tell us a little bit about that? What is that cycle, and what it looks like? Because recognizing it is a big part of breaking free of it.
So cycle of abuse is one of those catchphrases that people use a lot in the psychology world or in, you know, self-help books in general, but not a lot of people actually know what it really means. So I'm going to give you the Coles Notes version in simple terms. You experienced some sort of abuse as a child. So whether it was physical, emotional, sexual abuse, someone in your childhood, whether it was a parent or a family friend or a sibling even, they abused you in whatever way. And then the cycle continues in your life when you become an adult. So an example would be like, so after you leave home and you're on your own, you look for people that are similar. Like you're just repeating what you know. So in my book, I put it like, you become the victim of abuse or you become the abuser. So that's part of the cycle of abuse. And that people don't recognize that they're in it a lot because they're in it until they're made aware that that's what's happening. You just keep repeating that cycle. So for me, I was repeating that cycle in my romantic relationships. So I went from a narcissistic, verbally abusive stepfather to a manipulative, controlling boyfriend, and then to the next one and to the next one until I recognized that this is not what I want anymore. I don't deserve to be treated this way, and I need to do something about it. So, yeah, so that's in a nutshell, that's how the cycle of abuse can look like.
Right. And that's very powerful because, as you say, we've all heard the term, or most of us have, yet we don't really know what it means. And until you state it to see, right, this is perhaps generations of abuse, and then in our own life that it goes back and it goes back a ways, and then it continues. There's this repeating pattern, and breaking free of that is challenging, and your book is a wake-up call, which I think is amazing. It's a gentle wake-up call. If you can have a gentle wake-up call, I don't know if that is a contradiction, but somehow you do it, because literally while reading the book, you will help the reader identify, you give them questions and things to notice, some characteristics. And so it's as they read your story, they're able to unravel their own. And it doesn't have to be a shock all at once. You gently sort of walk them through this, that I think is so profound. And yeah.
And it's
So,
exactly that's exactly what my intention was, because this is the kind of book that I wish I had when I was going through it. Someone that could gently guide me through the things that I needed to do, and doing them on my own made me more resilient and a stronger person. However, it would have been nice to have some guidance, and that's what I'm wanting to achieve through my book.
absolutely. Yeah, your book does that beautifully. And of course, there are so many people suffering, and some people don't quite realize it, like they intuitively, or there's that little voice that suspects it, but they haven't quite like had that wake up to the reality of it, which is obviously like such a big deal. But again, your book is there to help them see all that. But what would you say to someone who is being abused and feels there's no way out? Because that's the other thing of like, okay, I see it, but no way to get out, which is very frightening. What would you say to someone in that position?
What I would say is that your feelings are valid, and the fear and the loneliness and the unknown for what comes next, that is scary. So acknowledge those feelings, but also acknowledge the fact that if you stay where you are, it will be much worse for you. I can't even begin to express how strongly I feel about that, because I know if I stayed in my situation, I would probably either be dead or physically, or sorry, emotionally dead inside. And that's not the kind of life that anyone should have to live. Like, if I can say one thing to those people, please just know that once you make that decision and you know that you need to cut that person out of your life, or you need to leave that relationship, just know that there's going to be people on your side that will help you through it. There's going to be resources that present themselves, and you will figure it out. And it's not going to be easy. Not, healing is never easy. But it will be worth it. And you will never have to feel that fear, fear for your life that comes with being abused, fear of what the next angry statement will be, the next hit, the next slap, the next telling you how you can dress, that fear that keeps you stuck where you are, that's going to be gone. And I can promise you that it's gone.
That is so powerful. And your book does such a good job of showing how those doors open for you to know that, like, you don't see a way out, but there are allies. Some of them you haven't met yet. There are like miracles that will happen that will open the door, that once you are on that path, you will find the way out. Like, that's what I hear you saying, is that there is definitely a way out and it's there for you. And your book is showing that road too. It's a travel journey, because you go on travels. There's the travel element to your story, and it is a powerful journey metaphorically, because it is to new territory. And so how has writing the book changed you? Because that's a powerful experience to go through, to go back and write about it and process it and then guide other people through it. How has writing changed you?
I'll just touch base on what you just said about coming back to those stories and how difficult it can be, because you're bringing up things that you wanted to forget and you didn't want to ever think about again. However,
that is true.
The writing process itself was very cathartic for me, and I was able to release a lot of the negative emotions that I still had towards some of those situations. So even though I've been, I've been working on the healing process for many years now, writing my story and having it in print and having it out there in the world did something more than going to therapy and talking about it. It's hard to describe, but it was like a release of all the bad stuff. It's just like, it's out there now, and it's not in me, inside of me anymore. And so the universe has taken that and it's gone. Like,
wow.
Do I still have hard days? Yes. Do I still feel like triggered by certain things? Yes. But that's okay, because as I said in my book, I think it's in chapter 2, healing is not a final destination. It's not a destination or a goal that you work towards. A lot of these self-help books talk about healing as a destination. Once you get to this place, you're done. And that's not true. It's just not true. And I don't mean to contradict other authors or self-help people, but it's a lifelong process and it's a lifelong journey. We're always healing and we're always growing.
Absolutely. And the writing was part of the healing. And would you recommend the writing process for other people, other abuse victims and survivors?
Absolutely. And whether it's writing a book or journaling about it, like, those are both very effective tools. So I do journal a lot as well, and I recommend my readers in my book and the workbook to start a journaling practice, because writing has such a freeing element to it, because you're using the emotional side of yourself. Like, you're writing from a place of raw emotion instead of kind of thinking about it in your head, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So
about the writing process, what else have you learned about writing now that you've written your book? Just looking back, is there anything that stands out about the writing process. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I signed up to be part of the nonfiction writers group with you and Darlene, I didn't know what to expect. I just knew that I needed an accountability group so that I would actually sit down and do it. And I got so much more than that. So thank you. It's the thing that I think about the writing process that helped me the most was the community of people that's involved. So if you can, like for if you're writing a memoir or writing any sort of book, join a writing community. This one is really good. I'm sure there are other ones, but this one has been really good for me because you force yourself to show up no matter how you're feeling that day, because you know you've got the meeting scheduled in your calendar, and you know that once you get there, everything's going to be okay. So that was my biggest takeaway from the writing process. The second one was the mind mapping that we did. So I had never really, I've heard of mind mapping before I wrote my book, but I had never really applied it in my own life or to my own writing. It was more of like a brainstorming activity. If you want to, do something like planning an event or that kind of stuff. That so I didn't really do a full thorough mind mapping before I joined this group. And it really gave me clarity and direction for where my book needed to go. And that's what I was missing beforehand. And that's how I got my book done. Just go back to the mind map. Okay. That part's in there. Good. Let's go to the next part.
I love those mind maps. And like you said, the clarity, right? Once you see it and it's locked in, it becomes your guide, whatever that is. And it's the lack of clarity that really messes us up as writers. Of course, there is a certain amount of unknowing. There's definitely lots of areas in the writing process where we're not sure how it's all happening, and yet being clear on our message and what we're passionate about and what we want to say and expressing it is key, right? It's I think actually relates so much to survivors of abuse who stifle their expression. That's that becomes an extreme example of it. Everybody has an element of stifling what we really want to say. And I think the writing is so freeing. And when we have that clarity of this is what I want to say, that's my truth right there. There's nothing like it. It's
There is nothing like it. Yeah, you're speaking your truth finally, and it's getting out there, and it's being put on paper. And it's like, okay, this is it. I did it, and I can't take it back now.
Yeah, exactly. And wow, what a beautiful thing you've done here with your book. And so excited for people to read it. I know how many people it's going to help. It definitely helped me personally. Definitely brought me to deeper places and deeper understanding and helped me unravel things. Even though I am many years into my healing journey, it had a lot of things for me that got me way deeper and further. So I thank you for that personally, and I'm just so excited for people to discover this book and readers to get their own experience with it. Tell us what you're up to now.
Yeah, so I mean, how I look at it now that I've done my deep healing work. So I've been in therapy on and off for 25 years now. And more than just therapy, I've done a lot of self-reflection and a lot of other things to help me through. So now that I've done that, and realize that it was me that needed to make the change within myself in order to move forward. A lot of people, I don't mean to side rail the conversation, but a lot of people think that it's external factors that are causing the harm, which the external factors do play a role for sure. However, I realized that it was me that needed to do the work so that I didn't ever have to go through those things again. So I did it. And now that I did it, I can't even, like, there's so many things that are positive in my life right now. I went to university and got a psychology degree, which is not something that's easy when you've lost your parents at a young age and you've been, stifled and you don't have any guidance for that kind of thing. I went and got my university degree on my own, paid for it myself, and I'm very proud of that. I started my life coaching business a few years back, and I'm gaining clients slowly but surely, but they're coming. I wrote a book.
Yeah.
And that was just like, that was one of my big bucket list items, right? And never, like, I always had hope and I knew that I wanted to, but there was always this voice in the back of my head that said, no, you can't do that. You know, nobody's going to buy it. That, that's silly, or whatever the voices in your head tell you. But I did it in spite of all those things. I also have my amazing son, who's my greatest pride and joy. He's made my life so much happier and more fulfilled. Having him is one of the best feelings in life. And again, it doesn't seem like a big deal to have children in general. But again, for people who have been through what we've been through, it's not easy. It's not easy. And I'm a single parent, and that's not easy. But I'm doing it, and I'm crushing it, and I'm a good mom. And I wouldn't have been able to do that if it weren't for the work that I did to heal myself. And last but not least, I'm in a healthy relationship, which I never thought would have been possible. At one point in my life, I never thought that I could have that for myself. And we love and respect each other. We're not trying to change each other or control the other person. We just love each other for who we are, and we have healthy communication, and I feel safe. That's the big piece. I feel safe. And I want everybody listening to this to know that you can feel safe again too.
Thank you so much, Laura. That is so beautiful. You've created a beautiful life for yourself, and you've done it deliberately, painstakingly, believed in yourself. And wow, what a beautiful life you have, and beautiful people in it. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us and all this in your heart. It's so deep. I love talking with you, and I'd love to talk longer.
We can book another session.
Exactly. We're gonna have you back on the podcast. And I just want everybody to know that Laura's book, Never Again, is available on Amazon. The link is there. You can grab that. You can also connect with Laura. Highly recommend checking her out. We've got her links there. So please take your journey. Thank you for listening to us and being here with us. And I just want to share what Laura shared with us, the value of community, that this is a community. We so appreciate having you here and joining in on our conversation about books and writing and inspiring others to live their beautiful lives as well. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.